Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yeah, thank you. This is fraud department.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, my name's Randall Rucker, and I guess I ended up with a Wi-Fi extender or something for $7.95, and then I get my bank card and it says 67. Where's the $60 coming from and why?
Okay, well, let me get it pulled up here.
Your ordering name is $60, for Christ's sakes.
Okay, so I'm pulling it up. So, yes, sir. So I do see here, it looks like you did pay the. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me, please?
Yeah, 1026 Lewis Oak Road.
Thank you. And so I do see here you did pay the $7.95. It was for the Wi-Fi booster. And so you never did a survey letting you know you have gotten a Wi-Fi booster as a free gift?
A free gift for what? For signing up for $60 or nothing?
No,
That's a
sir. It
hell
was
of a deal.
receiving a survey. Well, you did a survey, and so you got the Wi-Fi booster as a free gift. And so you never received it or paid the shipping for it.
I paid the shipping tonight. Oh wait, that's $7.95. It seems like I remember something about $7.95, but other than that, I have not decided. It certainly wasn't $67 or $68. That I had no intention of, if at all.
Well, have you gotten the Wi-Fi booster?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I completely understand. And no one
Want the
in your
Wi-Fi booster. I want my money back. I want the $60 back.
household could have signed up for this?
No. I don't
Okay.
think so.
Okay, well, I understand completely. So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with
Oh,
the IP address on the
no. I don't
account.
want all this bullshit of contacting my local authority. You know they won't do anything. I want my money back. Put it back in my account. My money back.
So in order for us to move forward, I would need the chance to explain the fraud protocols.
I don't give a chance. Hey, lady,
So
look, this is a scam, and you know
with
it's a
this being
scam, and I
fraud,
know it's a scam.
yes, sir. If you're not going to give me the chance to speak, then I wouldn't be able to assist.
All right. What do you, yeah, you're just going to keep my money. All right, go ahead.
So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, you have been canceled and refunded, so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, but we'll be back in my account in 3 to 5 days.
Correct. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
All right, bye. Right on.